Okay, this is talking with Jim Heineman at Radio Physics in Sydney on 14 March 78, although you actually now work with the
National Standards Commission
nearby. Well, can you tell me your background before you actually got involved in radio astronomy, please?
I was a trainee engineer at Amalgamated Motor Wireless from the time I was about 16, actually, until I moved into radio physics, which was somewhere in around about 1943, I think, 42, 43. I had been in the army in between during the war. The war was still going on. I went to radio physics to work on radar work, and I think I was taken there mainly as a field fixer-upper.
Mm-hmm.
The work on radio astronomy on radar tapered off during 1945, I would say, and at that point we started to look at the future of radio physics and where it was going to go. It had been set up specifically to deal with radar during the war,
right.
And then came the question as to whether it was to continue in operation or to fold up. And one of the major jobs that we found for ourselves was radio navigation. We had had several radar projects underway for picking up drops and so on, or troop concentrations with some sort of responder beacon. And these had given us the idea for what now is known as DME in Australia, and I think it's used in other parts of the world too.
That's distance measuring equipment.
Right. Mm. This was developed in a preliminary form and worked on for the next couple of years, actually, until the Pacific War finished. We used RAAF aircraft to check it out, and it was starting to become a quite reasonable proposition. Immediately after the war, the International Aviation Conference started to look into these things, and We sent the equipment over there to be evaluated, and it was accepted as one of the standard things. In fact, radio physics is still in this game of developing navigational aids for civil aviation. Well, it was sometime during that period, somewhere around about the 1947 period, that for various personal reasons I became disenchanted with the system I was working with. And Jack Piddington had mentioned to me, I had worked with him earlier on the radar situation, he mentioned that he was thinking of doing some radio astronomy, which basically at that stage was to rebuild the Dickey 1 centimetre radiometer and see what we could find out by prolonged observations of the sun. Well, I asked for a transfer to that work, and that was the beginning of radio astronomy. I've been there right through until I left radio physics working in radio astronomy. We built the Dickey radiometer. Harry Manette was also in that group and used it on the sun and atmospheric absorption measurements and measurements on the moon at stage two. I think there's a paper by Piddington and Manette on moon observations. But then the sun started to loom rather large at that stage. Bolton had done his observations out at Dover Heights